Fidel Castro dies at 90. Monday, December 5th, 2016. This is PF Forever with Huddle News. That's the music from The Wrong Glass. Obituary. Close enough. Monday, December 5th, 2016. Havana, Cuba. Former Cuban president Fidel Castro has died at the age of 90. The man who, depending on who you ask, was either a great revolutionary or a ruthless dictator, more often the latter, died November 25th, surely from old age. I mean, come on, the dude was 90 and still breathing. That doesn't necessarily happen when you're 30 or 40. I said 40, not 40. Whoa. Excuse me. Oh, and again. One could write a book about Fidel's life, and many have. His obituary in the New York Times, is pretty in depth, and I recommend you read it, covering everything from his partnership with Che Guevara to his coming into power in 1959. The Cuban Missile Crisis of 1961, to his decades of ruthless acts, to the U.S. embargo on Cuba, to his failing health in recent years, and inevitable retirement in 2008. His brother Raul Castro is currently the president of Cuba. Not much else I can add, but this is major history right here. And history is a very important thing. The other celebrity death that occurred on November 25th was the death of Ron Glass, aka the black guy from Barney Miller. And for more information and a good chuckle, unnews Fidel Castro is still alive. Unnews Fidel Castro had become Cuba's first cyborg. Unnews Fidel Castro, not Castro, is feeling better than ever. And so am I. Unnews Fidel Castro dead, vows to continue as Cuban president. And finally, unnews, Fidel Castro finally admits he is dead. There's probably a whole bunch of them, but those are the five I found. This is PF Forever with unnews, tolerating 10 years of unnews audio.